This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 8th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. RLT continues its 26th main stage season with Chicago, running now through August 12th. This musical is a satire on corruption and the concept of the celebrity criminal set in Prohibition-era Chicago. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information.
KUAF's 14th Annual Summer Jazz Series will come to a close with guitarist Vic Juris Saturday night at 8 in Walton Arts Center Star Theater. Juris will be joined by James Greason on bass, Darren Novotny drums. He taught himself how to play guitar before a 40-year career alongside the likes of Dizzy Gillespie, Phil Woods, and Sarah Vaughan. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, the hobby of observing the weather. Home weather stations make it possible for large international weather services to crowdsource current conditions. We'll meet some local amateur meteorologists. And we'll continue our series on Olympic sports found here. I spent some time at a fencing center in Bentonville yesterday.
But first, it will be a historic year for the Bentonville School District, according to Superintendent Michael Poor. He says the district currently has about 1,100 new students enrolled for the 2012-2013 school year.
They're really dispersed through all of our four levels. We have K-4s, a 5, 6, 7, 8, and then the 9-12. So we really have growth all over. We've added teachers at the high school level and the elementary level and the middle school level right now to try to adjust and deal with that growth. You know, probably one of the biggest numbers that really jumps out at you is that we have over 1,300 families registered to bring their kindergartners to us. And in the past, that number was dropping below 1,200. So that's a significant increase to the district. And of course, it's a bubble that will, if nothing else, move through our system now for the next 12 years.
Poor says that by opening the new Willowbrook Elementary School and Brightfield Middle School, district officials thought there would be a 3-year cushion before the district had to consider building more schools. But he says that cushion is now gone at the kindergarten through 6th grade level.
We did keep some portables at some of those campuses. We did remove some portables as well. And so the existing portables that we've left on the campuses are being used. We also are at a point similar to previous years where we have overflow schools, meaning that parents may have moved into the southwest part of our city, but those schools are already full, have no space, and we're having to transport the kid to a different school farther into the district, usually right in the middle of our school district, right in the middle of Bentonville.
Poor says there has not been an increase of more than 1,000 students in the district since 2004, and he says that enrollment at Bentonville High School is expected to increase from about 3,600 students last year to more than 3,900 students who will attend the high school this year. He also says that the district's teaching staff will increase by more than 100 teachers this year.
The University of Arkansas at Fayetteville is ranked on a list of great colleges to work for. The university is listed among the top 103 colleges and universities to work for in the fifth annual such list published by the Chronicle for Higher Education. The list was compiled from survey responses from about 47,000 employees of nearly 300 colleges and universities across the country. The U of A received recognition in the Confidence in Senior Leadership category, specifically for the success of the Wally Cordes Teaching and Faculty Support Center, where professors lead instruction about new teaching techniques and programs. The U of A was only one of two Southeastern Conference schools ranked in the survey.
Though a new section of Fayetteville's trail system has been officially open and ready for use for a few weeks, there will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Meadow Valley Trail this evening. The ceremony will be at 5:30 at Barton Pavilion on Meadow Valley Trail across from the Pauline E. Whitaker Equine Center on Garland Avenue. The trail will eventually connect Skull Creek Trail in central Fayetteville to bike lanes on Mount Comfort Road west of Interstate 540. But City Trails Coordinator Mike Mihaljevic says it's not quite there yet.
We still have one more little phase of it to actually construct underneath 540. And we are just waiting on permits from the highway department to finish that. So currently the trail comes out and meets Porter Road on the east side of 540. So we still need to build the trail underneath 540 to tie in with the bike lanes on Mount Comfort Road. But it will, and that's the goal.
Mihaljevic and Mayor Lionel Jordan will speak about the trail at the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and a guided tour of the trail will follow.
Today, the Springdale Community Clinic is celebrating Community Health Center Week. The theme for the celebration this year is Powering a Healthier Community. Today, as part of the celebration, the center presented the 2012 Community Health Center Champion Award to Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse for his part in making Springdale healthier. Kathy Grisham, director of the Community Clinic, says Sprouse was chosen as the reward recipient because of his work to bring more walking and biking trails to the city.
He has championed a lot of change within the Springdale community. He has a large trail system infrastructure that connects different schools to the Razorback Greenway. He also has the trail system connects the city trails to the Springdale School Joint Use Agreement trails throughout the district, which promotes health and fitness, but it also provides a safe mode of travel for many people in the city who are walking.
Grisham says there are about 8,000 community clinics nationally, serving more than 20 million people. She also says the clinic is planning expansions to its centers in Springdale and Rogers to keep up with patient demand.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are back at Arvest Ballpark at 7 tonight, opening a three-game homestand against the Midland, Texas Rockhounds. The Naturals return to Springdale after besting the Arkansas Travelers for 3 out of 4 games in North Little Rock. The Naturals ended that series with a 4-0 shutout Monday night.
Former Razorback Veronica Campbell-Brown will have the chance to defend her Olympic title later today as she moves on to the final round of the 200 meters in the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Yesterday, Campbell-Brown won her heat in the semifinal round of the 200 meters with a season-best time of 22.32 seconds. Campbell-Brown won gold in the event at the 2004 Olympics in Athens and at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Saturday, she added a bronze to her medal collection after she placed third in the 100 meters.
30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mostly cloudy otherwise. The low in northwest Arkansas around 67. Mid to upper 70s for the River Valley lows tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny. Heat, a high near 97 in northwest Arkansas tomorrow. In the triple digits, around 103 for the River Valley, with heat index values tomorrow as high as 106.